Mr. Speaker, I just want to make the point that in all our engagement with the Sahel, be it Burkina Faso, Mali, or Niger, Mr. Speaker, it is absolutely important that we are reminded that Ghana is built on democratic principles. And Ghana is a country that upholds the tenets of rule of law, the principles of democracy. Ghana is a democratic country. So in everything we do to ensure sub-regional or regional integration, Mr. Speaker, we cannot jettison this fundamental foundation of the Ghanaian polity or Ghanaian society. And by that, Mr. Speaker, let me refer the House to Article 40 of our National Constitution, specifically Chapter 6, the Directive Principles of State. Article 40 DIV, Mr. Speaker, states that in the dealings with other nations, the government shall, and I quote, the government shall promote and protect the interests of Ghana, and it goes on to say, adhere to the principles enshrined in, or as the case may be, the aims and ideals of, quote, the Treaty of the Economic Community of West African States, and it goes on, the United Nations, Organization of African Unity, Commonwealth. Mr. Speaker, all these organizations promote the principles of democratic governance. Mr. Speaker, I need not emphasize that in Burkina Faso, we have a military junta. In Mali, we've had military takeovers. In Niger, the government there, or the regime there, is a military regime. And so, whilst we continue to urge the government, the foreign ministry, to pursue our foreign relations objective of regional integration, it's absolutely important, Mr. Speaker, that in so doing, we do not jettison the principles of democratic governance and work to restore democracy in Burkina Faso, work to restore democracy in Mali, work to restore democracy in Niger, and get to the situation ultimately where all of West Africa and all of Africa will be governed on the principles of democratic practices, and get to the point, Mr. Speaker, where the will of the people, the will of the people will be the will of God, and be the principle or the foundation on which governments are formed and on which citizens are governed as it is here in Ghana. Just because with these few words, let me lend my support to the motion and ask that this House adopts this report and lend its support to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs so that ultimately Ghana's flag will fly high in the Committee of Nations. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much.